Hey there, listener. You feel me in your ears? Well, do you want to see me in your eyes? Remember, we are on YouTube. Check us out on Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com.
Cheers, bud.
Jesus.
He wasn't ready.
Hey, bud.
Cheers, bud. It's our 3-year anniversary.
It sure is.
We've been doing this fucking dumb show for three years.
So cheers to you, the viewer,
cheers
as well.
Cheers to the Moist Mutuals.
Please clink whatever you're watching, whatever you're drinking,
put it to your device right now. And hopefully you damage it. No, I'm just kidding. Damn, 3 years of this fucking show, almost 200 episodes. Fucking bullshit.
We're here.
But we'll talk about the 3 year later.
Yes.
I do have a story, though, to start the hour. So my parents are gone.
Yes.
In Japan.
Again.
My stepdad's been to Japan 3 times in the past 12 months. Can you imagine having money? Can you imagine being able to do that at all?
But also knowing it's him, a man who enjoys nothing, but he loves
Japanese. He's upset, dude. It's so funny. I saw a
Do you think he wants to leave your mom for a Japanese woman? That has to be part of it by now, right?
I don't know. I think he's just obsessed with the culture.
I could see him doing the mail order bride thing, though. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, because he's getting close to retirement age, mm-hmm. So he's getting old. But I saw a photo they posted on social media where they were at some Japanese thing, mm-hmm. And he was wearing full garb.
Wait, what do you mean garb?
Full Japanese, armor, old school armor. And then my mom was just standing next to him wearing her mom outfit. Yeah.
With a weird smile. Is he in white?
Yeah, and he's just a pale white dude. And then it's so funny with my mom just next to him. I was texting my siblings about it. And they were
for reference, he looks like Paul Giamatti or Billy Joel now.
Yep. Because he's got the goatee and
but he's
bald.
Small yeah. And bald and just generally angry.
I was texting my siblings about it because I was this is so funny. And they were Japan is his model trains.
Which is a wild thing.
They were his autism is off the charts, but he just loves Japan.
But he's also not even an anime kid. It's just Japan.
And ever since he went a year ago.
He likes Godzilla, right?
Yeah, so ever since he went a year ago, he's been watching nothing but black and white Godzilla. So in full Japanese with subtitles.
I picture him sitting in the costumes,
I wouldn't be shocked if one day I go over to their house and there's a full outfit on a model.
I wouldn't be surprised either at all.
So
that would be awesome.
They're in Japan, which I would like to go. Japan looks sick.
Yeah, Japan would be great.
But every time they go on trips, which they go on trips all the time, I have to watch the cat.
Yeah.
So this time, they left on Thursday. It's now Monday, so they've been gone for 5 days. I was I don't spend a lot of time with the cat. He's lonely because they're always gone. So I was I'm just going to set up shop in my parents' house.
And I wouldn't imagine them being great cat owners either. It's just kind of a background animal.
It's kind of
them.
A background, yeah. Yeah. He occasionally will cuddle with him.
But yeah, we're my cats are very active in this household.
And they have one of the weirdest cats I've ever met.
Okay.
I love him, but...
What's the name?
Thomas.
Okay, name for a cat.
Pets with human names.
I do like pets with human names.
I love it.
Thomas is an interesting one.
But he is the weirdest cat I've ever met because I think he has bipolar.
Okay.
And I think he has PTSD because he'll be all lovey-dovey.
Well, I think Sid and Nancy have PTSD,
but he'll just... randomly just start getting the zoomies, which cats get, but he's so weird. And then you'll be petting him, he'll be purring, and then he'll just fucking bite you.
Sure.
And then just stare at you like he's mad at you.
That's pretty common in cats.
No, but dude, it's hard to describe because he is the weirdest cat I've ever, and I've grown up with cats. Weirdest cat I've ever.
And I have weird cats too.
Yeah, but your cats are normal cats. This guy is fucking weird.
I just feel like mine have PTSD because if I just walk through a room, they just drop to the ground.
Yeah,
because
they're afraid of you.
But nothing's ever happened. if I walk up to them and try to pick them up, which they don't like, but they can deal with, just to pet them, which they love. But no matter what, if you walk through the room, they are
because they're afraid they're going to get picked up.
Maybe.
Well, also, you have 4 of them.
Yeah, it's too many, but they've always
at least
been
you don't
like
have
that. 12. Same, if you try to pet them, they will flinch so hard, but nothing wrong has ever happened to them ever
in
their life.
Yeah, it's weird. So my parents' cat, I'll be watching TV in the living room, mm-hmm. and he'll be sitting on the table, and I'll get up and just take a step, and he'll freak the fuck out and just run. I'm just what's going on? And then he'll just start meowing. And I'm just you're okay, buddy. You're okay. But so I set up shop there, so I brought all my stuff there. So I brought all my laundry because they have, I don't have anything laundry. Check the laundry service door in my parents' house. So I brought everything.
Okay.
So I washed my sheets.
Your shit sheets?
My shit sheets. Mm-hmm. I washed my bathroom towels, everything, you know, I had a full load. But then Friday night I had to close the bar.
Okay.
And Saturday morning I had to open the bar. So I was doing
a
'clopen.
Yeah.
So I was okay, I'm going to go to work. Leave my parents' house, go to work, and then I'm going to stay at my apartment And then yeah. just because
your place in the city,
it's closer. It's, yeah. it's my city place,
right? Yeah.
Because instead of a 5 minute drive, it will be a 25 minute drive, yeah. so I can get more sleep. So I didn't think it through all the way because when I get off work at 3:30 in the morning, I get
there's
back
nothing there.
I get back to my apartment and I don't have any bed sheets.
Yep, two blankets at least.
Yeah. So then I slept on the couch. I'm not gonna sleep in my bed without sheets.
You can sleep on a bare bed.
I'm not gonna.
That's weird. Like you're, it's fine.
I know you do it a lot.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I'll sleep on loose fitted sheets.
I'm a sweaty guy.
I'll throw a blanket down.
I don't want to ruin the mattress.
You're already sweating through sheets if you're sweating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, so then I was like, oh, I sleep on the couch. I've done it before.
You know, a good couch.
It's a decent couch. And then I woke up and I was like, well, I got a shower. You know, I get ready for work. Take a shower.
No clothes.
No towels.
Dumbass.
Because all my shit is at my parents. Yeah. So the only towels I had available were hand towels under the sink that were clean.
Yeah.
So I went like through four hand towels.
One per limb.
Yeah, just like wiping my body. And I was like, God damn it. Yeah.
You set yourself up for failure.
It also sucks too because, so like that was a big issue because mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, I'm just, luckily I don't have hair, so I don't, it's easier to dry that. But I have a bidet at home.
Yeah.
Life changing. Everyone should get a bidet. You have a bidet, but you haven't
still
installed
it
yet.
Still trying to set it up.
Life changing. My parents don't. Okay. Even though they go to Japan so much.
Yeah, I think you'd be all about that Japanese
I remember
ass.
Their first time they went, mm-hmm. they were like, the toilets are weird. And I'm like, I've had it for years. Yeah. Baby.
I'm in the future.
Yeah, it's life changing. But my parents don't have a bidet, and I've been there for the past 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
5 bidets, yeah.
And it, my butthole is now
raw. Yeah.
Because it's used to like, and I feel dirtier.
She's coddled.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's so weird. The bidet changes your life so much that when you don't use it for days, you feel gross. Like, I feel like I'm not fully clean.
You aren't. Got a filthy ass.
I know, but that's how most people walk around. Mm-hmm. And it's driving me nuts. Yeah. It's been weird. And they're going to be gone for like another week and a half. So I don't know.
You just got to slip in some bidet time.
Yeah. I'm trying to, because I want to hang out with the cat and I like being there because they have.
Bring the cat to your apartment.
They have a decent amount of food.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of free alcohol. So I've been, you know, enjoying that.
Sure.
You know, their internet used to be slow, but now it's fast. So I don't have to worry about that. So I can get shit done. And it's kind of fun to be in a new space. You know, it kind of changes my routine up.
Sure.
I don't fall into the same habits as I would at home.
I hate not being home.
Oh, I mean, I live alone. So it's like, it's kind of fun to be in a house by myself.
Still alone.
Because I'm just walking around without pants on in my parents' house.
That's fair.
Just being like, I own this bitch.
They probably have cameras up.
I hope not.
They probably do.
I hope not.
You've been jerking it on the couch?
I did once. I'm home alone, baby.
Yeah, maybe just on camera.
I made sure, because I wasn't fully comfortable, to have a blanket over me. So like,
so he's watching you shoot loads into a blanket?
Well, it wasn't into the blanket. I'm a sock guy.
Oh, right.
I'm a sock guy. But like, the blanket was over me, so they could just see the blanket going up and down, up and down, up and down.
And then you just take a sock and just, whoa.
Yep, and just throw it away.
Yep, throw it, stick it to the wall.
Yep, and then the cat's like, what's this? No, just kidding. So it's been definitely interesting. I got to keep in mind that all my shit is in my parents. So when I go...
Every time you go somewhere,
Every time I go home, I'm like, there's fuck, I don't have towels. I don't have bed sheets. I don't have anything. So that's been my week.
Yeah.
You've been having a fun week, which we'll get into, but I think it's time to
play some Yukon
Sex.
It's a moist Monday.
And get into this.
Let's get moist, everybody.
3 year. Cheers, bud.
God, since I haven't worked out, I can literally tell how much my arm has shrunk.
Oh, really?
I gain and lose muscle so fucking
quick. Well, you're so tiny.
Yeah, that anything I do adds on to me.
This is what's frustrating about me when I work out is I don't see any change.
Yeah, you're just changing the beef.
Yeah. Like, but I do feel like if I do it for a month, I feel
better. You feel better.
And like I can, and I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh yeah, it's still fat, but it's strong.
Yeah, but like if I work out for a week, I can see it on me, and then I just feel like I get so like hot-headed, and then I don't work out and it whimpers away.
That's so... I wish I could see results that fast.
If I work out...
But imagine if you kept it. You would have it. You'd fucking abs, dude.
Well, no. Back when we used to work out like 3 times a week and we did hardcore shit, I was ripped.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
And you were fucking sleeping with different chicks every night?
That was something else too, yeah.
Because you were ripped.
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember those days? Those were the days.
What?
I don't know. I was always like, damn, that sounds nice.
I mean, it did get me a wife.
Yeah.
Just one of those chicks, one of those nights, I married her.
That could have been anyone. Do you think there's any chick that you slept with that is like, God damn it, I wish I could have been the wife?
No. Because anyone out, I'm trying to think of who I got.
I guess you dated a few of them, but not many.
Yeah, and like, I never dated anyone longer than 2 months, I think, yeah. around that time.
And but it was never like, it was just like a fling.
But there was girls who I like became friends with that we saw each other continuous, but also we were very open, or understanding that it was very open.
Yeah, so you were like, hey, we're fucking around.
But also like, I was like, honestly friends with them. Like if they texted me today, I'd have zero issue texting them back just about life.
Oh, that is, yeah, that's kind of cool though.
Because also like, when I like got with Izzy and I kind of like cut things off, a few of them also then like, well, all right, well then I'll get in a serious relationship with this other person too.
Yeah, now that this is closed. Yeah,
yeah, because one of them, the girl I was closest to, who I did hang out with her like once after Izzy, where like I just, we just hung out as friends.
Yeah, you realize that you're better friends.
Yeah, and like, so she immediately started dating her best friend.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I was holding you back this entire shit. Time.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, I think like they're engaged now too, and so incredibly happy.
Wow.
Yeah,
and look at you.
Yeah,
you're married.
I know, it's weird.
And I'm just talking to cute girls on the internet.
The weirdest part about being married is having had the wedding. Just like, that's done.
Yeah.
That it happened.
And it's a while because it's been like 6 months?
October, so like five?
Five and a half, almost 6 months. It's been a half a year already. You've been married for half a year, which is so insane.
Yeah, because my sister gets married 6 months after me.
Oh, shit, damn, yeah.
So that'll be to the day, too. So that'll be our 6
really?
Month, yeah.
So then you guys can kind of celebrate together.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so it's weird just having had that monumental moment.
Yeah.
Just it happened. I have the memories. They're great memories.
It was a great
But fun. Like, it won't happen again.
And then also, like, nothing changed, really.
Yeah, nothing
like,
at all.
Because you guys are still here.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
We're in the... Well, we live together first.
Yeah.
So all we have
is... You already had kids.
So we have... All that's changed is we have a marriage certificate and new things.
And my signature's on it.
Yeah.
Witness, baby. That is... Dude, it is wild how fast time flies, because mm-hmm. we've been doing this fucking podcast for 3 years.
Yeah, that is wild.
We started on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Izzy
was mad about that.
Before you were even engaged.
Yeah, because we announced the engagement on this podcast. Yeah. Talk about the bachelor party.
So much of our life has changed over the past 3 years, and it's been on the pod.
I had hair when we started. Not my hair, but hair.
That is true, but we didn't do video.
No, so there's some photos of us doing podcasts with me having hair.
That is wild, yeah. And I think when we started, I was still a carpenter.
No. Wait. Did you do carpentry after FedEx again?
Yeah, I did for a year.
Okay, I thought
so. Some guy just walked by and waved at me.
That sucks.
And I didn't wave back, but I stared at him.
Yeah, that sucks that a neighbor
saw
that.
And it was a long wave. Like, he looked and just held his hand up. And I just stared at him because I felt so embarrassed.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry. I forgot everything you said because I got distracted by a guy walking by. Because it's nighttime and we're filming. And this is embarrassing.
It's very obvious. Yeah,
but also it's happy. 3 years, baby.
We've been embarrassed for 3 years straight. No, so
this is a thing I don't tell people about.
No. It's only for us and who listens.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan. The one guy.
No, so yeah, when we started this podcast, I had hair. You had hair.
Yep, I had hair.
Izzy and I were just dating.
Yep.
We lived in the house for a while.
Yeah. Because I remember... when you were going through the process of buying a house, when we were rock climbing, so that's when Moist Monday the idea started.
Okay, yeah, because I've lived in this house for over 4 years now.
Damn.
Which is weird, yeah.
But so most of the time you lived here, we've been doing the pod.
Yes, which is also wild.
And it's just his fucking mud room.
Yeah.
His front room.
That we turned into a studio, yeah.
I texted my buddy, because he was like...
really should put up curtains or something. That would help.
Yeah. Just so we're at least down this window.
Yeah,
so but I texted my buddy that listened to the pod, and he was like, "Man, I would love to come see the studio." And I'm like, "It is exactly what you see."
Yeah, it's just
probably you're gonna walk in and be like, "This sucks."
The other half of the studio is shoes.
It's just shoes, coats, fucking hangs over there wearing a cowboy hat.
He looks like, great though.
He looks great. Like it's literally just their front mudroom.
Yeah. Yeah, and what you see is it.
Yeah, this is it. This see these walls? It doesn't go in.
They're real.
It's kind of like the old Game of the Grid studio. Like that was.
You guys were in a little corner.
Like that was the room. Like what you're seeing is what it is.
God, and the shelves on that room made it feel so small in there.
Yeah, you got to see you haven't seen the new room.
I have
yet.
Not.
The new room's sick, dude. No,
yeah. So when we started this podcast, we both had hair. Mine was fake. I worked at FedEx. Had you? You maybe still worked at FedEx at that time.
No, because I don't think we had the podcast when I got arrested.
That's true. Yeah, that's when you
got... I think I was a carpenter. My last time being a carpenter.
So that would have been Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a breathalyzer in my car, and I started dating a girl that I started dating her, and that was before we did the podcast because I was in two bands at that time.
Oh, right, because you're in Gus Royale.
Yes,
too.
I was playing in Hazer and Gus Royale, and that was before we did the pod.
Interesting.
But we were still rock climbing and shit.
Yeah, sorry. So you were a carpenter, and I did FedEx for a while.
Yeah.
And now we both work at a bar.
And now we both work at the same place. We're with each other all the time.
Yep.
But not lately.
No.
This is a good transition because you were in the Bayou.
Nope. That's Louisiana. I was in Alabama.
You were down south.
Yeah. I was in Sweet Home, Alabama.
What's that from?
That's their motto. That was on the sign.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Yep.
Is that like something?
Mm-hmm. It's something. It's a state.
I don't think I've ever been to Alabama.
It's fine.
I was trying to do a bit because I know what the song is. Uh-huh. You didn't bite.
I didn't. Because I would just said it's a song.
God, it's a podcast.
Yeah, but what does that bite do?
I was just trying to be a silly goose.
What's silly about that?
I don't know.
Explain it to me.
I like being dumb.
Yeah.
I like acting like I don't know
Where's
things.
Where's the joke? Explain it.
What's the joke? What's the joke?
Izzy also likes doing that joke of pretending to be dumb, but then she gets really mad at me when I then just start explaining things to her because she makes it seem like she doesn't know things.
Oh, I get mad when you do what you did to me, where you just go, yeah, it's a sign.
It was their motto.
Shut up. But it is funny to do, though, because when you do it with Izzy, is sometimes she does this a bit, but sometimes it's not a bit.
Yep.
Sometimes she doesn't know things.
And it's really hard to tell when.
Which is funny, though, that she's trying to do bits, which means they're believable bits.
Yeah. But then it's just me mansplaining because she asks questions, and I feel like an asshole.
And then half the time she's like, I actually know what this is.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I know how to play fucking cribbage. Quit fucking explaining it.
I don't know how to play cribbage. I think she does.
Cribbage is fun, dude. I love cribbage.
Sure.
You were down south. You were in the Bama. You were in the Sweet Home. Home of the Bama boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because you mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
You were literally on for 4 days. You went to Alabama and back.
So, yeah. The bar we worked for opened up a new location in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Oh, is that how you say it?
Birmingham.
I always say Birmingham.
How often do you say that name?
A lot now because we work at the bar where they're opening it. So if you live in Alabama, go check out Our Town.
Yeah. It's not open yet.
But
it'll be open in like a month. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Thursday at 2 p.m. my day started.
And yeah, I don't know why it started so late.
They told me that they could only get the truck at 2 p.m. I don't know if I believe
that. That's a fucking lie. You can get a truck whenever you want.
I assume so when you're renting it. Yes.
Because Because you need it for a specific time.
Yeah, I don't think they do afternoons only rentals. No, that seems insane.
Most people that use a truck get it at 6 a.m.
Yeah, probably.
We've gone on trips where we've left in the morning.
Well, yeah, so we got the truck the day before because it was already loaded.
So why couldn't they just do that for this?
On Wednesday? Because they would have had to pay an extra day for it.
Fucking stupid.
No, that's all they're trying to get around is paying people less and paying me less. So that's why.
Even though you're going to Alabama.
Yeah, so Thursday afternoon, I was told to drive to Alabama and bring a bunch of arcade games down there.
And how far is it from Des Moines, Iowa?
Right now?
So Nashville's like 10 hours.
So I think this is like 12 and a half.
12 and a half, but you're in a box truck. So it takes even
longer.
So
it only goes 65 miles an hour.
Yeah,
yes.
It tops, it caps out.
All right, Birmingham, Alabama from right here is exactly 12 hours and 52 minutes. So 13 hours. It's probably like 16 hours in the truck.
Jesus Christ. And the truck is not comfortable.
So I leave at 2 p.m.
Yep.
I end up wanting to stop my drive at 2 a.m.
So you drove for 12 hours.
I ended up working for 13 hours because at 2 a.m. I was like, all right, I'm going to find, because I brought a pillow, blanket, and some, like I brought all my stuff.
You slept in the truck?
I was going to. So my plan was, I was just going to find a rest stop and I was going to sleep for a few hours and then like get like 4 or 5 hours in.
I think they should give you a hotel room.
Well, no, so that's
okay.
Yeah, so I decided I was gonna just try and do this to make it faster.
Yeah, because you were like, I hate this.
Well, because also I didn't want to look for a hotel because I'm just in a semi.
And also it's the middle of a night. Yeah, yeah, in a hotel
at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
so I find a rest stop. It's within like kind of the time period. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna park, and I'm gonna just take a nap.
That's terrifying.
Get to a truck stop, or it's a gas station truck stop at Love's. Or I think.
Oh,
I,
okay. So it's a massive. It's like four semis.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I.
A lot of people sleep there.
I think I went past a rest stop first, but it was full. So then I go to a Love's. There's one spot open, but I pass it on the. And I'm like, all right, there's a spot. I do the loop, and I come back, and there's somebody priming up to back into that spot. It's the only spot there.
God damn
it. A fucking prime truck. I was so mad.
Fucking Jake Paul.
Yep. It's Logan his Paul? Fault. I assume both of them have something to do with it.
Fucking Pauls. That's my grandpa's name.
Well, him too. He doesn't watch this.
He's a good guy.
Not a friend of the pod, though.
Oh, I don't want him. He'll think of me very... He thinks I believe in God.
Yeah. Do you? Right now,
no? Is he listening?
God? Technically.
I love you, God.
Gun to your head. Do you believe in God?
No.
I'll go get a gun.
Fucking kill me, though. Let's see if he's real.
Jesus. You're not that. You're not an atheist. You just don't care, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't care.
I've never really even heard you like discuss religion.
We have a full religion corner.
I know.
It's you yelling.
Yeah.
And I just go, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't believe in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's fair. You don't believe in anything.
Yeah, I don't believe. I barely believe in myself.
That's fair. Well, look where it's
all right, back
you.
To Alabama. We can get sad later.
So here I'm in Tennessee, I think, maybe.
Wow, that's wild, because you're the only 10-9 seat.
All right, there we go. But yeah, so now I'm looking for just a spot to park and sleep. So then I go to a... So this was at a Love's, and yeah. I already failed at one spot. And then I'm like, fuck it. I look it up, what I could park at. They say Walmarts you can park and sleep at.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because it's a big lot, you can park in the back.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people that do like... bus life or like a van life. Or, yeah, people will do that. Yeah.
And so there's a Walmart right down the street from Love's. So I parked there and I lay there for an hour. So it is now like past 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I cannot fucking sleep.
Dude, I would not be able to sleep in a car. I don't, because you've done it a few times just in your normal car sleeping.
But there I slept like half in the trunk at a truck stop with blankets over the windows. Yeah. Here I put my...
I feel like there's a fucking chopper above us.
Well, there might be. The hospital's just right there.
Sounds like not a hospital chopper. Sounds like we're about to get gunned down.
Do you ever, like, when you hear a plane, you're just like, just waiting for the bomb to drop?
I guess no, because I'm a privileged American.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced it.
Yeah, they don't really make it this far. Yeah.
But they're not going to come to Iowa. They're going to go fucking right on.
Yeah.
And have it live on the air.
That'd be wild. Well, it wouldn't be on air because we couldn't post it.
Yeah, because then we'd be dead.
Yeah. Maybe somebody would find this video once they search this house.
And then they go, this is what they did with their free time? They've been doing this for 3 years?
Yeah, but
I've
like
never heard of
200
it.
Years in the future. All right, so I'm in a Walmart parking lot. What I do is I take all the, like, you know, like the light blockers, like the windows where you like fold them down.
Yeah, yeah.
I put sweaters across that so it blocks most of the windows.
Well, you're in a truck too, so you're at least elevated.
Yes.
Yeah, which helps.
And then I roll down the windows a little bit, throw... a shirt up there, roll it up into it, pants over here, roll it up.
So you're naked?
No. And I have extra clothes. I'm gone for 4 days, so I packed extra clothing.
It'd be wild if you were just like, well, this is all I got.
Gotta make it work.
I don't want people to see me, but I will be naked.
Well, they can't see me if I clothe the truck. Yeah.
Is that a bit? That's a funny bit.
I don't know. I can't get naked on YouTube, so it's only half a bit.
You've been naked on YouTube many times. We both have been.
Once.
We both have been once.
Yeah. I had a pouch.
But I'm the only
you
one.
You were actually naked.
But I'm the only one that got fucking remixed.
I mean, that someone could find my video.
And Nathan Arsh, can you remix him being naked?
Just me standing in a room. But yeah, so I clothed the truck and I roll everything up. I downloaded a movie on my tablet. Across the Spider-Verse, which has more police interaction than I should have thought about, that there's a lot of like, woo! So every time I heard that, I was like, fuck, is somebody here?
Yeah, I'd be scared too.
So,
but also, I've never seen that. I do want to see that.
It's very good. But yeah,
and is that the first one or the second one?
Second one,
okay.
Whatever one is, I watched the second one. And I laid there for an hour.
So trying to sleep?
Yes. I was comfy enough that my legs were still like bunched up because it's not a big truck. It's not like a real semi where it has a bed in the back.
Yeah,
it's
just a bench seat.
I'm across a bench seat with my head on the
normal
seat.
But luckily you're
small
enough, yeah.
Yeah, and I have a body pillow that like so I can like lay across it.
So you were comfortable enough.
Enough I should have been able to sleep, but every sound I heard was like someone's trying to get into the truck.
I'd be so fucking scared, dude.
And also,
so scared.
A lot of these trucks, like if you lock it, you can still like pull a door open, and we've had that issue before. So I was just picturing somebody just whipping the door open at my feet and like
your feet. My scare would be like at
my
head.
Yeah,
yeah, no, where you can't see it and someone just fucking grabs you.
So
like they put their hand in your mouth.
Well,
and
same
pull
with
you
like
out. Imagine that. Just yeah. Fuck. That's
I can't imagine
that's
a worst,
the worst way to go.
Of just
yeah, they gave you the
pull
fucking
me
claw.
Out by a fish hook. Yeah.
That's worse than being pulled out by your feet,
dude. That happens to fish every day.
Yeah,
they're just swimming. They're like, it's time. Just
they're like, I'm just on my way to school.
Yeah, and just
and they were like
every time.
And they were like, oh, you're too small. Throw them back.
Throw them back. And they're just like, what the just, fuck?
They're bleeding out of their
what
mouth.
What happened?
They're bleeding out of their mouth.
What
like,
is this world? I couldn't breathe in. That'd be like if suddenly I was just shoved underwater. By just a stranger who's like, nah, this one's kind of...
And people are just looking at you.
Yeah,
just,
and like, nah, this one's not that cute. Let me get a photo of it first. And I'll put it on my... let me put this on my Tinder and hope I get fucked because of this grown man I pulled out of the ocean.
I fucking haunt people, dude.
Yeah, and just whip them back.
Yeah, we'll put him back in, which is totally humane because we didn't kill him.
Yeah, we just
probably,
scarred it for
life.
But
they probably do die because they're bleeding out of their mouth.
I mean, it's a little hook. I think they live because I think...
But a little hole compared to a body this big?
I do think about
that. If you think
of
the comparison, how big is that hole on us?
Probably like...
Yeah, that's a gauge. That's someone gauging your cheek.
I'm not going to bleed out.
You wouldn't die from it.
Yeah.
But it would ruin your life. Imagine if you just had a hole in your cheek now forever. And you're just like, sup, ladies?
But
and
also,
spit
like,
is just drooling out.
But
it.
Also, all fish are trying to do is eat, fuck, and like live.
That's what we're trying to do.
Kinda.
And I'm barely doing any of them.
You eat plenty.
I eat a little bit. That's I make enough for the other two. And eat it.
You have the three, like you were min-maxing. <It's just
right. laughs> I ain't getting fucked or living.
Yeah.
I'm fucking eating.
But like, yeah, that's all they're trying to do. So probably that fucks with their eating capabilities.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so that might kill them eventually.
Yeah, that sucks. But that luckily didn't happen to you.
No.
So next time you go on the trip, don't think about that.
No. So yeah, I'm like,
that
you
is
know,
so funny,
Walmart
though.
Parking lot. But also, I'm like, I have a tablet here. I'm like, well, if someone looks in, maybe they're like, oh, I could take that.
Yes,
so yeah. I literally like line a sweater around it so you can only see it from straight on.
Yeah.
And then I'm changing positions constantly,
you're
trying to sleep.
Paranoid,
like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared, dude.
And it's three. And so I like literally sit up. I'm like, well, I'm fucking awake. So I might as well just keep driving.
And you're by yourself.
Yeah. So then I'm like, fuck it. So I start driving and then I'm just like, I can't do this. So I pull over again.
Because you've been driving for 12 hours in a box truck that goes 65 max.
So
I see you're just like doing bumping.
Bouncing along. Yeah. So now I'm like, all right, I'm going to look for a hotel and I'm going to get a couple hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So I pull up on a Econo Lodge.
Okay. Yeah. Not bad.
It's a motel-ish looking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of shitty.
But they're around. There's
yeah,
one in Des Moines.
I recognize the names. I'm like, good enough.
Yeah.
And it was like, I found a place to park. I would go in, I open the door and it does like a big.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in there.
Yeah. Cause the guy that was working is probably sleeping on a cot.
So yeah, I walk in and I wait for a second because it's a loud noise. Nothing happens.
Oh shit.
And then I notice there's a buzzer of like, press to whatever. So I press that. It's a very loud noise. Yeah. And I hear someone get up in another room. And they come out and it's a man. And then he walks
good.
In and he just looks at me. And I just look at him. And nothing is said.
He doesn't say anything.
I'm waiting for a greeting
he
or something.
Say anything.
Yeah. And I'm
you're
like,
the customer.
Yep. And that is exactly how I feel. He is behind bulletproof glass. I now realize it's because I wanted to murder this man immediately.
Whoa.
And he goes, and then I go, hi, do you have a room? And he just goes, no.
What?
He started making noise before he even opened his mouth.
He just goes, no.
No. I'm like, you don't have any beds. He's, no.
What the fuck?
And then I just look at him. What the fuck? Because now in my head, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go back to the truck. And then this man just pulls up a banana and takes a bite. It was peeled and primed.
It was already peeled?
Peeled and primed. Didn't notice him having it. He just takes a bite in
dude,
front of me.
What
and I am automatically completely enraged. I'm like,
it's actually so funny.
Also, he doesn't type at a computer. He doesn't look at a single thing. He just tells me there's not.
And then just starts eating a banana.
He just takes a bite.
But also like, there's bulletproof glass.
Yep. And just
so
like,
that means you're not in a good area.
No. I'm just like, you have nothing. I'm just like,
and it's a Thursday night. They definitely have something. It's a
yes,
kind of lodge.
No,
they're
and,
not sold out.
And I parked my truck across six parking spots.
Yeah. And it
they
was,
for sure have a spot.
And he just goes, nope.
Yep. And literally, that's all he says. And then when I'm like, you have nothing. It's just like, ruff.
And I'm like, I've seen a banana. Who's eating a banana at 3:30 in the morning?
Yes. I mean, yeah. And this is a shit. He was definitely asleep back there. And he just did not want to fill out any paperwork.
No, he
and
just wanted to go back to bed.
I'm like, okay, and then I just leave.
What the fuck, dude?
And I get back in my truck. I look up a Holiday Inn Express, and I drive to the closest one, and I get a night. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's actually a well-run establishment.
And so I am like shaking.
So at this point, do you have like a company card?
Yes.
Okay, so they at least paid for it.
So I have my boss's credit card, so he gets the points. So it's in his name.
Yeah.
So every time I have to fill out paperwork in his name because they check.
Yeah.
And then I've had it where they're like, and your ID doesn't match. I'm like, all right, no, this is the reason. And I have it's to explain all that because he wants to do this. So yeah. He gets all the points and stuff.
Yeah, he gets all the points, but then also they don't pay for your meals.
No, just hotel if I use one.
If you use one. But also they're like, you probably shouldn't use them.
They've never told me not to use a hotel. But yeah, so I finally get to Holiday Express and I am
and
like.
This point is like, what, four?
It's still in the threes. Okay. It wasn't too far.
3:45.
Yeah. But like, I am so angry at this point.
Oh, no, you've been on the road for so long.
Yes, I'm exhausted. I'm emotional. I'm like, so just.
You're jaded.
Yeah, I'm cranked to 10 on all levels. I go in and it is the Southern sweet old black woman.
Oh, shit.
So and just literally melted any anger I have
made
away.
Made you feel so
when
good.
She called me honey and like, she got me a room and she's like, oh, you need some sleep. And I'm like, and because she like asked me some questions. I was like, I was in Iowa this morning. She's like, oh, you're a long way from home, honey. I'm like, I know. She's like, what are you doing out so late? I'm like, I'm here. And then she gets me working. A room and she's so nice to me. And I go up.
She comes up with you.
No. So I get to my room and I lay in bed, but I am too wired.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, fuck, did I lock the truck?
Yeah. You start getting paranoid again.
So I get up. I go back down 2 flights of stairs. I leave and I'm at the back of the parking lot because it's a truck. Check if it's locked.
It's a far walk.
It is. It's locked. I walk back and I go upstairs and I'm like, so the first time when I came to the hotel, I'm just going to go. I don't care. I don't care about any of my shit, but I'm just like, I don't have any of my stuff. So I'm going to have to get changed in the morning. I'm gross. Like, and so like, I didn't have my bag. I didn't have my charger.
You didn't bring anything in with you?
No, I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going in. Cause it is now 4.
Yeah.
And I'm just miserable.
Jesus. So you didn't even, I always bring my backpack at least.
I was just like kind of in the mood of like, fuck it. I'm going. Yeah. But then I'm up there. I'm like, all right, but if someone breaks a window and gets in the truck, that's all my stuff is in Tennessee and gone.
All your stuff is gone forever.
So I'm just like, and I was laying there, I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm like, no, it's not fine. It's not worth it. It's not worth the risk. So I get up again.
Jesus.
And then she talks to me like, why are you up? I'm like, I'm paranoid right now. And she's like, oh, honey. And then I go out and I grab my stuff. And she's like, you really need to get some sleep. I'm like, I know. And I go to bed. And
you're
now
getting like delusionally paranoid.
Yes. Well, I'm just too amped up because I had to be because I had to make sure I could drive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I made myself
fucking
hyper,
start driving until 2.
Yes. So I was very frustrated with that. So now I'm back in bed. I fall asleep around 5.
Jesus Christ.
My alarm is set for like 9:40, I think, because checkout was at 10 or whatever. I'm like, that's the most I can sleep. And
checkout
okay.
was at 10?
It might have been 11, but I was like, I had plans for the next day of I'm going to get to the bar around this
time. Yeah, because you're like, I got
still
it.
Had to drive another 4.5
hours.
Yeah,
you still had to drive and then do shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I
God
go to bed
damn,
at 5.
That's nothing.
I wake up naturally at 8.
Oh, fuck.
And then
3 hours.
Then I laid in bed for 1.5 hours.
Because
trying to get any
And you're
sleep.
Just like kind of tossing.
And I got none.
Fuck.
So I get up at like 9:30. My alarm goes off in 10 minutes. I'm like, all right, all I can do is take a really cold shower. So
to
I
wake yourself up,
just
yeah.
freeze myself in the shower. And then I work. So my first shift was like a 13-hour shift.
Yeah.
I then work from 9 till I believe midnight.
Oh my God. The next day.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know is
three hours. 3 hours of sleep. So I drive to Alabama, to Birmingham. I drop off everything we have. And I drive back to Nashville to pick up more things. If you guys remember from the Moist tour, Robert and I kept going to Nashville to drop off games to their warehouse.
Yeah, that was over the summer.
For Birmingham.
So but they just had those games sitting there for months.
Yes. And it turns out the electricity, the heat, the air conditioning went out at that warehouse, so some of these games had mold on it that I got to clean off, which was super nice.
So why did we bring them down that early?
Because they needed to be down there for me to get now. So I drive to Birmingham,
fuck?
Then I drive back to Nashville, then I drive as far back to Birmingham as I can, and I find another hotel. And so no, this one wasn't midnight. I think I worked till like 10 because
okay.
I was like,
because you're like, I'm so fucking
well. No,
tired.
And also no one else is at the bar, so I don't need to unpack. I can do that in the morning, so I get actually like a decent night. Like I show up, I'm like, I'm not going to leave till later the next day. Take a bath. I actually,
damn, okay. Enjoy
that's
yourself.
When I send you a Snapchat of this is my first meal of the trip.
Yeah,
I got Chipotle.
And I go, that sucks.
Yeah, Chipotle, it was okay.
Because we have Poncheros in Iowa,
which
is a
better.
Way better burrito place.
But so before this, I packed snacks. So I had a few power bars. I had a thing of granola. I had a thing of pistachios.
Just some of them. Oh, pistachios. Great pull.
So
yeah.
That's all I ate for the first day. So I hadn't had a meal.
Yeah. You're just munching.
Yeah. But snacks. Also.
And also it's kind of your... Part of that is just there to just distract you.
Yeah. I'm also peeing in bottles on the way there because I'm like, I don't even want to stop. Oh, I just want to get there. Yeah.
Damn. I guess you're all by yourself. So,
well, yeah.
Fuck
and also,
it,
I'm just like,
I guess truckers would pee in fucking gallon jugs.
Yeah. No. So, like, when I was in Walmart parking lot, I threw a blanket over me because I was nervous about a security camera and just kind of like got a bottle in there and just like filled that sucker up.
Damn. So, we both had our penises out.
We sure did, bud.
And worried about cameras picking it up. Yours was Walmart, mine was my parents.
Who would you rather see? I'd rather see Walmart see my penis than my parents.
But then it turns out, like, you know a guy that knows a guy.
I'm okay with a guy that I know seeing my penis over my parents.
Over your parents?
Pretty much my parents are near the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, even though you probably have a similar penis than your dad.
Maybe, but I don't know if that's comforting or not. If he's like, well, that looks like mine.
And then you're just like, that's what you have too?
I'd be okay with that.
You're like, this is what made me?
That'd be kind of cool if I own what made me.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be cool where you're like, this is powerful enough to make this. But I don't know if that's how penises work.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because someone can have a big dick and then they have a little dick and then...
I don't know. I don't know how much of that is genetic. I assume a little bit.
It's got to be. But also it depends on gravity.
And also an inch or two there, like that's so... It feels like it could be so random that it's not genetic.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know.
Let me look it up real quick.
You're going to look at how big your dad's dick is?
No. Is penis size genetic?
I could see it being a little bit.
But also, you could probably get your mom's penis, technically.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think a lot of my genes are from my mom's side.
Yes, penis size is primarily determined by genetics, meaning your genes play a significant role in determining the size of your penis, similar to other physical traits like eye color or height.
Damn. But what if you get your penis from your mom?
Yeah, because my dad has brown eyes. My mom has blue. I've got blue eyes.
And I have blue eyes. And I'm more of my mom than I am my dad. Even though I have my dad's ears.
I'm a decent mix of my parents.
Yeah, you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more mom. Which means I have my mom's penis.
Which I doubt she's got a hog.
Yeah. That means you doubt I have one.
How big should it... And people also ask, how big should a 25-year-old... old pee? ?
What?
The average erect penis length for adult men is 5.1 to 5.5 inches.
That's average?
That's what it says.
I think that's gone down. That's not what average was when we were in high school.
I feel like they maybe lower the size they say is average so we all feel better.
I think so, because I think at a point it was 6 to 8.
6 to 8 seems high.
8 is massive. 5.1? That makes me feel good.
Yeah. I'm definitely not that.
I'm definitely not that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely maybe other numbers.
Most men reach their adult size between the ages of 17 and 18.
Well, your penis grows later?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I guess I've been having sex since I was 17. So I've been...
Hashtag humble brag, am I right?
Weren't you before then?
No, I had it when I was 17 too. I just thought it'd be funny. It's funny, dude. I've noticed...
I like this explanation. Penis length and diameter follow similar growth curves. That's fun.
So if your dad is a curved dick, you'll have a curved dick?
No, it's meant like when you grow, your penis grows.
Oh, okay.
Both length and diameter increase gradually until age 10.
What about
then
girth?
Increase sharply from ages 11 to 15. There's no mention of girth.
Dang, I think girth's important.
I mean, it's important. I guess, what does diameter mean? That probably has to do with girth. Yeah.
But I like the word girth. Girth is better.
Girth is better, yes. All right, so back to my trip.
Yeah, back to Bama.
So now I'm in a hotel. I sleep for 3 hours and it sucks.
Yeah.
So then, I'd make... the trip down to Birmingham, back to Nashville, and then halfway back to Birmingham, then I get a nice hotel.
Yep. Not a Holiday Inn Express?
No, it's still a Holiday Inn Express, okay, but I have time to be there.
And actually enjoy that hotel.
Yeah. And I got two beds because that's all they could give me for both days.
So what do you do?
Jerk in one, sleep in the other.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, my mind is supposed to be blown if you did that.
No, so
insane. I've never slept in a hotel room by myself.
I split a
ever.
Personal bed in half with jerk it and sleep.
What bed do you pick when you're by yourself? The one closest to the door?
Window, because it's closest to the air conditioner.
I always go window because I'm afraid of the door.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it just so I was close to the air conditioner because you crank that down, let it run.
Anytime I go in a hotel room and I'm like sharing with somebody, I always pick the one furthest from the door because I'll get killed second.
Sure. You might be able to wake up first. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time we went to the hotel, where was I?
I don't know.
By the window.
Maybe. Yeah.
And you're
so
by
close
the door.
To the cuck chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
where you belong, but
I don't pick. Like, I like take my time to pick. Because like you kind of pick subconsciously by dropping your bags off.
Yeah.
And you kind of be like, oh, no, my bag's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I think every time that we went on the Moist tour,
mm-hmm.
three hotel rooms, I think every time you were by the door.
Interesting. It's you maybe like tried to do some reverse psychology that worked on me.
No, I think I was just like, I'm afraid.
And I just knew that. All right. So yeah. So then the next day, drop the games back off. And then I started home. And I got another. So this day I worked 9 to midnight because that got me 40 hours. So the first day I worked 12 hours. Second day I worked 13. And the third day I worked 15 hours to get a 40-hour work week in 3 days.
And our company, as much as which sucks is we love working for Uptown so much.
Yes.
But they're sticklers, and so
they really did not want me to get overtime.
They're not allowed to, even though you're driving to Alabama and you're putting in fucking 14-hour days, yep. but you're not allowed to get overtime. So that's why you win on the weekend,
yep.
because the pay period.
So on Sunday it would reset.
That's fucked up.
No, I've worked a 22-hour shift for this company before.
Yeah. And they go, well, just take the next couple of days off.
Yep. All right. Cool.
But also, thank you.
Yeah. They always do say thank you. Because I told you that I met with a higher up, and I tried to make a few, like, we were getting comfortable, so I tried to throw a few jokes out there for him.
And he, like, barely laughed.
A little bit, yeah. I offered him to ride back with me, and he says, tempting. I was like, eh?
And you're like,
a little cheeky? Do you like me?
Yeah.
Are we friends?
Can you give me some more money?
Yeah, can I get a raise?
Can I get a raise, please? Please give me a raise.
Yeah. And then on the drive back, I stopped, I think, right outside St. Louis. I made it that far. Okay, and the next day, I made it home.
What did you... So that's a lot of window time, drive time. What did you like listen to, enjoy, or consume?
So I did podcasts for as long as I could because those keep me most active. I wanted to
find... Were you doing like D&D podcasts or...
I did listen to all like the kind of newer stuff from the D&D podcast, Dungeons and Daddies, that I listened to.
That's a good one. And then did you go to your boy?
There was a few Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I listened to him. He had Bill Murray on.
Oh,
so that was interesting.
See, that's the thing is like...
He has good guests.
He has good guests. Yeah. And also when you're on the road for 10 hours
and they talk for four
that's why I loaded it at FedEx.
Yes, it's at least something.
Most of your shit.
But I would say I also did every Stavros podcast I could find, every Last Podcast on the Left podcast I could find, and every Dan Soder podcast I could find.
I did see,
because those are my three favorites along with Dungeons and Daddies.
I did see and you were talking about this before you left, so mm-hmm. You probably haven't seen it yet, but they did Your Mom's House Live.
Yes, with Dan Soder.
Yeah, with Dan Soder,
because Dan Soder is one of my favorite, like, he's not a new comedian, but he kind of just finally, I feel like he just broke through in the past few years. Yeah, of
being bigger.
Yeah.
But he's been a working comedian for fucking 30 years.
And he's been incredible so long.
But you were telling me before you left that you and Izzy usually like to watch those together. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing you haven't seen it.
Not yet. Yeah. We're
I've never seen it at Your Mom's House Live at all.
They're disgusting.
They look wild.
Yeah.
He like Dom dressed up as somebody.
Yeah. The lead singer of The Cure.
Of The Cure. Yeah. Mm-hmm, which looked incredible. But then I also saw that Dan Soder was a guest. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is going to be Jay's favorite episode. One, yeah. But also, he's probably going to be like, what the fuck? Why are you showing me this?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's where you literally see people die on that podcast.
Jesus Christ.
No, the last one I saw, someone literally gets gut shot, and they're like, yeah, he died later. You're just like, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I did listen to a few Joe Rogans, but...
I mean, that's his top podcast of 2023.
He wasn't my top, was he? Oh, of 23, maybe. Yeah. That was annoying. It's because I listened to my favorite podcast on Patreon.
Yep. And also... I don't know if it's by time, and if it is by time, it's like
they have so many hours. Yeah,
yeah. You could listen to the Moist Money podcast every week, but you listen to one Joe Rogan, and that's four times us.
Yeah, and then something else that I did, which I don't know if is allowed, is I would just have
jerk off.
No, just TikToks, but I wouldn't watch and just like scroll through, because a lot of mine are now like pot or like comedy
clips
or like news clips, so you can just listen.
I mean,
so I would do that just every once in a while just to listen.
When I had TikTok, so I deleted TikTok probably like a year and a half ago. But mm-hmm. when I had TikTok and I was addicted, I would do TikTok while I was driving.
Yeah. Would you watch them though?
I would look down. You got to glance. I would glance at them.
I would just, no, mine would be under like the steering wheel. So I would just have a hand just down, just like flicking through.
But you were glancing.
I made it where I couldn't.
And it was just pumping through and you were like, so what did you learn? Anything?
Yeah, I do have something we can talk about later that learn from it. Yes.
You're going to save that for later?
Yeah. And then I'm trying to get, and then I would do just the occasional album. I realized my favorite album to sing to is kind of mid-tier Fall Out Boy.
Ooh.
Filet O Doux is my favorite album of theirs.
Yeah, sing along, because you got to keep your brain active.
And that's where I feel like that's my favorite type of song to sing with is to try doing Fall Out Boy runs.
Because mid-tier is, it's a little bit higher, but you can push it.
It's more like throwing.
Yeah, it's throwing your voice. Yeah.
It's less screaming and it's
I've been singing along to music lately.
And same with, like, I would do like Panic! At the Disco, Pretty Odd, where I can really sing along to
great albums.
One. Yeah.
I've been getting into weird music lately.
All right.
Like older stuff.
Like what?
I've been on like a Joey Valance kick, which is like hyper rap.
Yeah,
and it's like modern music,
very BC Boys,
very BC Boys inspired, but it's hyper rap. So it's like, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But lately, I've been listening to one of my coworkers showed me. I think it's the Lottas.
Lottas, okay.
They're a newer band, but they're very like they sound like they're from the '60s. Mm-hmm. And then also, I've been listening to a lot of Etta James.
I don't know them.
Etta James, her big song is At Last.
Like At Last.
Yeah.
My love has come.
Amazing African American vocalist.
Yes, you did post her recently on Snapchat. Yeah. How's that?
So I've been listening to her, and it's just like I've been listening to that, and it's just like the best way to describe it
soul
is like
music.
Sunday morning music.
Okay,
where it's like
I like when I go through like Stevie Wonder kicks.
It's kind of like everything when you listen to it feels like in slow motion.
Sure,
and like summer. It's summer vibes.
Holiday's incredible. Yeah,
it's fucking like I've been listening to a lot of Etta James, and it is so fun.
I
don't know it, but it's like I like it. Also, the vibes are fun.
I brought this kick home, fucking train.
Oh, you're back on the train kick.
It's so good. Like Drops of Jupiter popped up. I was like, let's throw on just all of Train. So I'd listen to the This Is Train.
You've seen Train live though, right?
And they were top 10 concerts I've been to. Train, like unironically, Summer Jam.
Yeah, Summer Jam.
No, Train is actually fantastic, and you'll know more of their hits than you think.
Well, yeah,
but also their hits are weirder than you think.
But also, it's like that was at a moment considered pop music. Like,
yeah,
isn't that wild?
Because
it's soft rock.
2012 to 2015, they did real good.
Yeah,
California 37 and Save Me San Francisco, those albums, fantastic.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you had overall a good trip.
I mean, no, because of the sleeping scenarios.
No, but you did consume stuff.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna see the notes I took.
Oh, to see if you got everything. So you're like, yeah, because so you barely talked.
And that was weird. All right. Oh, also, I did swing by a dispensary right before I was going to sleep because I was like, I just need something to sleep.
With your truck?
I mean, yeah, I parked it and just walked in. Okay, it was fine. Yeah. And it was like 10 minutes before they closed, like in Missouri, I think, because it's legal there.
When I went on a work trip a few weeks ago, we stopped at a dispensary.
No, and like I went in and immediately, like, because I was so tired, I was like looking around just to see how it was set up. And the woman immediately goes, is something wrong? I'm like, no. I was just seeing
but
what
also,
this.
Also, dispensaries are weird as fuck.
Yeah.
Because for
there's
people,
that first wall you have to get through.
That listen and it's legal where you live, mm-hmm. That's awesome for you. It's not legal in Iowa.
Yeah.
So every time I go to one, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm not supposed to be here.
Because you have to be, your ID has to be checked.
Also, every state is a little different.
Your ID has to be checked, and then they let you into a door.
Yeah.
And then, at least the one last I went to, they let you into a door, and then there's like an area where you can browse, and then they let
but
you
someone it, always talks to you, too.
And then they let you into the actual buying area.
Yes.
So there's like three steps, and it feels like you're at a doctor's office.
Kind of, yeah.
Because they're giving you drugs.
And they're behind counters, yeah.
Yeah, and it is weird, but everyone that's working there is high as fuck.
No, so I walk in there and this guy goes, dude, look at this. Oh shit. Who says, oh yeah. Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
he goes,
yeah.
Look at this motorcycle inspired by Macho Man, Randy Savage. I go, oh yeah, that's great. It's like, ah, and I'm like, what? And
oh, you didn't get
I'm
it.
So tired. And this is just a weird stoner. Just be like, look at this.
He's like, I just saw something cool.
Yeah. And then he's like, all right, I'll walk you back because I need to show the guys back to hear this. So then he walks me back and then I'm going to just ask them like what I should get, but I have to wait for him to show everyone this motorcycle.
And you're just like, I just want to get out of here.
Yeah. And it's like 10 minutes before they close.
What'd you get, like a pen?
No, I got just a little edibles because I was like, hey, I need to pass out. I get anxious if I get too high. So I want it.
I need an indica. Yeah.
It was like a 2.5 milligram just to help me sleep.
Yeah. Just something you can pop in.
But also, like, whenever you go to a weed store, it's weird. Like, their card system's weird.
They have so many shit, yeah.
Well, no, the system's weird because they have to run you in, like, where you're basically taking cash out to pay for it.
Yeah, because I remember I bought a couple pens at the last dispensary, mm-hmm. And then I was looking at my bank statement, and it just said, like, ATM charge.
Yes.
And I was like, I didn't go to an ATM, but I was like, oh, but that's how they charged me.
So what I bought was, like, $10.80, but they had to, so she's like, all right, I'll round you up to $15 and give you the cash back.
And
I
was like, what?
I was like, no, I didn't question it at all because I had no mind. But then because the thing was $10.80 and she did $15. So what she said is, so I'm just waiting there. I'm $10.80 to $15. then she just goes, 420 coming your way. And I just like, I look at her kind of angrily because I thought that was like their slogan.
Yeah, 420 coming your way. But you no, bought it, buddy.
I had $4.20 in change. But I gave her the dirtiest look because I was
like, I hate this slogan.
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing?
420 coming your way.
And also, I'm so tired.
420 coming your way.
And she said it so chipper. I was like, fuck off. But then she like, and so I just look at her and then she goes, hands that out and she hands me $4.20.
I am a jackass.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, yeah. So again, I'm only there for like 3 minutes, and I'm on my way out and back. Man, on the
so
road.
You just got, what was it, just like 10 edibles?
Yeah, a couple. It was a 2.5, and they just helped me sleep.
That's
yeah.
probably the cheapest thing they fucking sell there.
Probably, yeah, and they were literally called like sleepies or something
okay,
stupid
wow,
like
okay,
that.
Okay,
yeah.
well, it works. I mean, that's, did it help you sleep?
I don't know, but also because I truly believe in...
placebos?
Yes, yeah. when you're trying to sleep, because also the reverse works. Like if I'm really on... Because I haven't done melatonin in months. I've been trying to kick that because I didn't like the dependency of it.
Yeah.
If I didn't take one, I would just think about that at night.
That's why I don't like to take them. Last time I took them was when I was sick. So yeah. I took 2 melatonin and a NyQuil.
Yeah. So you're
and
just
then,
dead.
But then I still couldn't fall asleep. And then once I did, I was
gone.
Fucked.
Yeah.
I was out.
So then my only other note, and I know when I wrote this, it's because I was at a gas station just trying to get fucking gas. I think
it is wild because you're doing all this driving and you're not an energy drink guy.
No.
So like,
I have coffee in the morning.
And that's your only caffeine.
And then I snack.
For the rest of the day. That's insane because every time, if I'm driving for that long, every time I stop to get gas, I'm buying another energy drink.
So if I need to drive through a night, I will do that. But I'm good at driving. I'm good at driving for hours and hours too.
I am not.
So this other one, I'm just trying to get gas, but I had issues with the card. It got denied twice.
Oh, shit.
And it's my company card, so I'm just stuck out there.
Oh, yeah, and you need gas. Yeah. Well, also, was it getting denied because it's like, oh, you're out of state or something? Or
I don't know. I think it was... So if you go to Love's and you have a truck, the issue with Love's is that they are a stop or a gas station for truckers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So... A lot of their stuff is based off of like company, like trucking companies.
Yeah. So
when you put a card in, if it's on a company card, you then have to go like into the
place.
You
have to walk in and talk to
a
person.
Like,
yeah.
Set it all up. But also my boss's card is weird because it's beat up. So like half of it only works.
And also it's under his name. It's not under
so
up,
it got,
down.
It got denied and then it kept getting denied for like a morning.
Jesus.
Where I had to call him. He had to call the bank. It was a whole.
So what do you have to do? You have to put it on your own card?
No, it kept getting denied, so then I would just keep driving further until it finally worked because he was able to call.
Oh, my God. Okay, at least it wasn't in the middle of the night and you were like, I need gas. And then you're like, fuck.
No, it was in the morning, but I had a quarter tank left.
Okay, so could use you a decent amount. A quarter tank in a truck will last a while.
Yes,
but
so I was able to do it.
And you don't like to, but you don't like to push it with a truck.
Yeah, because if you're stuck, you're fucked.
Especially if you're in fucking Tennessee or Alabama.
Yeah.
You don't know anybody.
I am struggling to get gas at the station and there's just this woman trying to help me, but she is just the worst. And so my note I put, Southern charm only gets you so far when you're a fucking idiot. Because this woman had the deepest Southern accent, which I usually love, but she was making me so mad because she was also...
So she wasn't sweet like the hotel.
No, she kept calling me pet name still, but she was not helpful. So I was getting so mad every time she called me honey
it sounded
or
like
sweetheart.
An insult.
No, it was just she was stupid and not able to help me. But then she'd be like, all right, sweetheart, let's get you going. And then she would fuck up.
And you're
and
just,
so
like,
I was just
like, God damn
if
it.
If you could just stop.
If you could just cop call me fucking sweetheart.
And just do your fucking job. At one point, I was like, is that my receipt? And she's like, I think so. I'm like, I need it. And she's like, well, my hands are wet, so you can grab it. So I had to reach over like the counter and grab my
Why
own.
Why are her hands wet?
Because she was doing other shit.
Why are her hands?
She was also.
She's
I went,
the cashier.
So I had to go back and forth. She was gone every time doing something else. I don't know if she's cleaning something or whatever.
I do. The few times we've been at Love's when I went with you on those trips is like the cashiers are always, they feel like their heads are, they're like
so
chickens without
this
heads.
This wasn't even a Love's because I was getting so pissed off. I can't remember.
But I feel like they're always like, they're running around. Like they do so many things.
Everything at a gas station. Because
they're the only people working.
But I was getting so mad that I took those notes. But the only other notes I took but for the whole trip is a blind ranking.
Oh, shit. It's time for blind ranking.
All right, I have a blind ranking. It's 1 to 10.
Oh, a 10 blind ranking.
It is a blind ranking of signs I saw while driving.
Oh, shit, but it's 1 to 10.
Yeah. So most of these were, what are the billboards.
Billboards.
Yeah.
God, There are fun. There are right. funny things you see.
So
on
the road. 9 out of 10 of these are official signs or billboards. One of them was nailed to a tree. I want you to tell me also, which one do you think was nailed to a tree?
Probably something that's related to Jesus.
That might be a few of these. All right.
There's a lot of Jesus shit on the road.
So rank.
Okay. Damn, out of 10. Okay, one this to 10. Be, this so
I,
be 10.
All right, I already deleted one. I had 11. The first one was smile, your parents chose life. Those okay. are all over the country.
I've seen that yeah. a ton, yeah.
So most of these were in the South.
Yeah, so they're going to be different because I haven't been to the South since I was a fucking little baby.
Yeah. So yeah, what states was I in for this trip?
Well,
I went to Iowa,
Missouri,
Illinois. Missouri. Wait, so I have the maps up. So because I took a slightly different route on the way back, and these are from there and back. Iowa, Illinois, Kansas. Missouri, because that's
yeah, Kansas City.
Yeah, but Kansas City is still on the other side. I was St. Louis. Yeah. All right. So Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and I think a little bit of Mississippi at one point.
Yeah, just crossing over the edge.
And a little bit Kentucky at one point, too. I will say Kentucky was the worst roads I drove on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they put all their money into bourbon.
Maybe.
Which, sidebar, I think that Kentucky bourbon might be fucked because of the tariffs.
But it's Kentucky.
No, but they
oh, we're because Canada's done buying America's alcohol.
Because a lot of their sales are Canada. Because, yeah.
Yeah. Now we'll see how all that shit goes.
Yeah, we're fine. Right. But we're being positive. We're talking about road signs.
All right, number one.
Out of 10, okay. I'm going to keep track of my fingers.
For Marines, there's only battles won, which means nothing.
For Marines,
there's only battles won.
So that means...
That's basically saying, like, if you join, we're going to win.
We're going to win no matter
what. You're
going
to fucking win. Don't even worry about what happens. You're going to win.
The U.S. military, they are like...
Yeah, the Marines are insane.
They are, but the Marines are badass.
Yeah, no, they are the most...
They're like the most important people in the fucking world.
Well, so they're the most, I would say, basic badass. Because also every branch has their own badasses, but all Marines are badass.
And I have a few cousins that are Marines, and it's like...
Yeah.
And they're fucking...
Semper Fi.
And they're... Yeah, my cousin has Semper Fi on his fucking tattoo. Yeah,
Semper Fidelis.
Yeah. I do like how fucking aggressive and pro-America
you gotta
it is.
Be. You want the Marines to be. If anyone's super pro-America, it better be our fucking military. Yeah,
and the Marines are gonna win.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Was it the Marines that got Bin Laden? Probably.
Or that'd be like, I don't know, is that SEAL Team?
SEAL Team 6?
That's Navy.
That's also badass.
Green
though.
Beret, maybe.
Yeah, those are
know.
Also badass.
Yeah.
Marines.
But
okay.
All Marines are
out
badass.
Out of 10, though. Oh, we've never done a 10 blind ranking.
For Marines, there's only battles won.
And
there's some badass Marines on the poster.
That's incredible. Okay, but out of 10, we're going to start. I'm going to start just middle of the road. I'm going to do 5.
All right, 5.
5 for this one.
All right, this next one, Diddy's Barbecue. Just a restaurant.
D-I-D-D-Y? Apostrophe S?
Yep. It's Diddy's Barbecue.
Probably fucking a great barbecue.
I bet. It was like middle of the South, highway.
Diddy's Barbecue. I mean, what he did was bad.
But this isn't that Diddy.
But this isn't
probably.
That Diddy.
Maybe. It makes That'd me, be so funny it, if it was.
It makes me laugh. I'm going strong on this one. I'm going with 3.
All right, 3, that's solid.
So I got 3 and 5, yeah.
All right, Guntown.
What?
This is the name of a town.
God, out of 10, and these are all fucking heavy hitters.
Oh, wait, let me look up which state Guntown's in.
That's a town?
Yep.
So it's at like 6 miles to Guntown.
Guntown, Mississippi.
Is it 2 words or 1 word?
1 word.
Guntown.
Guntown, Mississippi.
You're starting off strong. Like, I really want to put
they're all great.
I really want to put this at 1. But based on how you're going,
So I'll tell you how strong these were. A street or another sign that said Old Mound Road did not make it. And I loved that
Old
one.
Mound Road.
Yeah. Mound.
I mean, one of my favorite signs in Iowa, every time I see it when I go to Iowa City, is
What cheer? Yeah.
It's Bell. It's something
Bell Plains.
Bell Plains. What cheer?
Yep.
And then also when you're going to Omaha,
you get the big Jesus, don't you?
You get a big Jesus, but then also you get Anita Corning.
Sure, that's a good one too.
And then Wes is like, Anita Corning,
real bad.
I need a Corning.
All right, Guntown, Mississippi.
Guntown. Okay. God damn it! I should have
saved that for 3.
I fucked up with 5 because I should have put 5. Guntown's great, but I'm gonna do 6. I'm going to do 6.
6.
Even though it's better than what I put at 5.
All right, next you got, after you die, you will meet God.
That's a guarantee.
Hardcore.
That's a guarantee.
With a period.
I don't want to meet him, though. He's going to go, you jerked off a lot.
Too much. Get out of here.
Yeah, is your right arm bigger than your left?
All right. After you meet, after you die, you will meet God.
Okay. That's I like that one, but I'm going to do eight.
Okay.
Eight. Okay. I'm trying to keep track of my fingers while holding a microphone.
So you have 5, 3, 6, and 8.
Yep.
This next one. If babies could vote, abortion would be illegal.
What? That's a billboard?
That's maybe my favorite.
If babies could vote,
abortion would be illegal.
Yes. They can't.
Diddy's Barbecue's number 3.
I know.
Just to
this compare. This is a 4.
This is a 4. Okay.
Like, dude, I'm out of 10 is fucking my whole fucking my whole range up.
All right. This one. Beaver nuggets, girl dinner. Beaver nuggets, ? Girl dinner, period. This is for a Buc-ee's. So this was for a place.
So Buc-ee's is a
Buc-ee's had funny slogans.
And Buc-ee's is a great, I've been to a Buc-ee's a few times. It's a great fucking, it's the South's like, it's like our Casey's.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say, I was so excited when I found a Casey's.
Buc-ee's is better.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's okay. They have better chicken, I think.
Well, and also they have more.
Okay.
Like it's kind of like a Quick Star. Like,
oh,
they
sure.
have like more. Yeah.
So is Beaver Nuggets ? Girl dinner, period.
I mean, that's incredible.
Buc-ee's were all great. This is the only one I wrote down.
I mean, just that you're a company and you go girl dinner.
Yeah. So where are you putting it?
I'm going to do 9. Okay. I'm going to do 9.
That's fair.
I mean, these are all good though.
Yeah. All right. Up next, pontoon boats are sexy. And this is, I wrote down, there maybe was a name in the corner, but this is what the billboard was.
Okay. So this wasn't the one that's on a sign.
No. Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. You still have to vote for nailed to a tree.
All of these feel like they're not nailed to a tree.
You would be correct so far.
Can you say it again?
Pontoon boats are sexy.
Pontoon boats.
Because I mean, objectively, they're not.
They're
pontoon
not,
boats
they're,
are not a sexy
they're
boat.
They're big and bulky and just not sexy.
No, they are the Rascal Scooter of boats.
Yeah.
Like, they are not hot. They would be a minivan.
A speedboat is hot.
Yeah, or a jet ski.
Or a jet ski is hot.
Because jet ski is
a pontoon boat is fat as fuck.
Yeah, no, that is a minivan.
But yeah, it gets the job done.
Sure. It's not a houseboat.
Yeah, what you're using
it's
it for.
It's not a yacht, though.
What
either.
You're using it for. Yeah. I'm going to go 10 with that one.
10, okay.
So I got 1, 2, and 6 left.
Yes. Up next, Miranda's adult store.
For a sex store?
It's hers. Yeah.
Miranda.
Yeah.
Don't like that name. Miranda Cosgrove. I mean, she's great, but it's probably not her sex. Miranda. And then it's a sex store.
Seems Miranda's like adult
seems
store.
Like it's kind of dirty.
I would say the sign
this is,
had
this
a
is me being judgmental.
The sign had an attractive woman on it. I doubt it was Miranda.
I doubt it was. And yep. I bet it she doesn't go there.
Yeah.
I bet it was just a model they got. I'm gonna you know what? This is I'm going 6, so I have 1 and 2
7.
Left. 7, yeah.
Yep.
So I have 1 and 2 left.
All right.
Damn, I might be ruined. Some of these are so good.
Repent or perish.
This one is on the tree.
It absolutely was on the tree.
I knew it immediately, dude. This one is aggressive as fuck.
It was big, though, and nailed
How
to a
big?
Tree. I mean, big enough I could easily read it driving past at 65 miles an hour.
And it was on a tree.
Repent or perish.
How many, sidebar, how many fucking, like, little graves did you see?
A decent amount.
Isn't it wild that people
the like, real bummer is the ones that have like stuffed animals on it.
But isn't it wild there's like people that have headstones on the fucking highway?
Well, they're not headstones.
But they're
little
like
crosses.
It's little
yeah.
crosses with like
and
they're
just throwing shit.
It's like,
yeah.
Do they die there?
Yeah. No, that's like the tree they hit.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
This is where they flipped their Pontiac. Yeah, it's
because
yeah,
they were
that.
Drunk driving.
Yeah. But God bless them.
Okay.
Repent or perish.
I mean.
Nailed to a tree.
It's straight to the point. I'm going 2. So my last one is my number 1. Fuck.
Number 1. And this is the last one I saw. These were in order as I saw them.
Oh, okay, so
this is on the way back. Dad, I'm coming for your gun. It was.
Dad, I'm coming. What is this for?
Gun safes. It was a little ginger kid reaching into his father's nightstand, grabbing a gun.
So they're like, get a safe so your child won't play with it.
Exactly.
But the sign said, Dad, I'm coming for your.
Dad, I'm coming for your gun. That's a great number 1. That is the best one I saw.
That's definitely, I don't know if that'd be my number 1, but that's definitely in the top 3.
All right.
Because so some of these were fantastic.
Let's just run back through them. For Marines, there's only battles 1.
That one's great. That one's great. But that's still probably.
Diddy's Barbecue.
Diddy Barbecue is so funny just because of what has happened with Diddy.
Guntown, Mississippi.
Guntown, Mississippi. That's a fucking town.
Yeah. After you die, you will meet God.
I like, I mean, you got to be straight to the point. Mm-hmm. You only have limited
words.
That's
the one text blank, blank, blank to find out.
Yeah.
If babies could vote, abortion would be illegal.
That one's insane because it's like, but they can't.
No.
They can't think. Yeah, they're not.
No, babies aren't anything.
They're babies.
Yeah, they can't, if babies even, could vote, their shit, their pants would be full of shit.
Yeah, and also they can't fucking even feed themselves. Yeah. So like.
Beaver nuggets, girl dinner.
Yeah, girl dinner is great, dude.
Pontoon
is fun.
Boats are sexy. Miranda's adult store, repent or perish. Or dad, I'm coming for your gun.
Dad, I'm coming for your gun is so.
That's a good number one.
I like
one.
That number one. That's a good number one.
I mean, you. I would say you put these in a pretty good list.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that list. God, that.
But those are all the billboards I saw driving back.
God, that's really funny.
And then I also looked up, what is the cheapest billboard we could get? And it said $200 a month.
Oh, it's monthly.
So my question is, though, if you pay for 1 month, do they tear it down at the end of the month or do they leave it up
until
someone
else buys it? They leave it up until someone else buys it. So if you put it in an area that people aren't.
Yeah.
Because I would love to get a Moist Monday billboard.
Just for as cheap as possible.
But in an area that we'll never go.
I mean, we'd have to drive there once.
I mean,
I want to
see it. But imagine like a Moist Monday billboard where it's just like in Arizona.
Yeah, only like 5 people drive on that road ever.
And they're just like, I'm not going to look that up. And they're like, we're going to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, because
like,
it'd have to be pictures of, it would have to have us on
it. It's
there
us
too.
On it.
But also just the big Moist Monday.
And then
Monday
it says Moist Monday.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
Look at it. Available on podcast on anywhere you get podcasts.
Because I don't think I've ever seen a podcast fucking billboard.
No, but they used to have radio billboards.
Oh, they have. Mm-hmm. Especially when you go to like Chicago or like big cities, radio billboards are massive where it's like the morning shows.
Yeah.
You know, morning shows always have a billboard.
No, I would really like to do a Moist Monday billboard at one point just because I think it'd be so funny.
$200
a
month. That's fucking like 4 times more expensive than a storage unit. Like,
sure. But it's also.
It's advertisement.
A storage unit is very different to compare it to.
Yeah, but like, that's that would be fun.
They have to print it and make a giant thing. And
someone,
put
has
it
to,
up.
Someone has to like roll it.
And be like, who the fuck are these guys?
I hate this.
They look it up. He's like, 600 subscribers. Why am we doing this?
They got to be losing money on this.
We
are.
Yeah.
Everything we do is we lose money, but we think it's funny.
It's really funny.
It's really fun that you brought up blind ranking because I have blind rankings prepared.
Yes. And it's for our 3-year anniversary.
It's a 3-year anniversary. So I have 2 of them prepared.
Okay.
Let me pull them up real quick. These are blind rankings.
You said you had 2.
Yes. Blind rank. These out of context quotes
from us
from our first episode.
Oh shit. Okay.
From our pilot episode. So the first one is going to be 5 from you.
Okay.
And then there will be 5 from me.
Okay.
Blind rank these out of context quotes.
Okay.
And this is our first episode that we didn't think was going to be the podcast. Cause when we
planned an episode 0. Yeah.
Because when I was listening to it, we were like, we should probably cut that.
Yeah.
And we did it.
Okay. Cause this is the episode I had sex in your bedroom.
Yes.
Or in your childhood bedroom.
I had sex in your bedroom.
Okay.
So the first one, we're going to start with Jacob.
Okay.
Jacob's sentences from our pilot episode out of context. Fun fact. He recently got arrested for child pornography.
That was about my neighbor. I'd assume Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Phelps. That's a good one. He's in jail for like decades, I think.
Listening to the pilot episode, I did it last night. And I was going through. We were all over the board.
And we
kept going like, we'll get back to all these.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever did.
I'll put that at number 3.
Number 3.
Solid middle.
Good start. Next up. They're not in peace. They are resting and banging.
Ooh. I'll put that at number 4.
Number 4. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. Talking about someone who's dead. still fucking.
This next one is my favorite.
Okay.
Out of context. Pilot episode. Jacob said this. Not to be racist. But
great,
he
was.
I'm going to start over. Not to be racist, but he was super Indian.
Uh-oh. What was that about?
About the guy that you cheated off of?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You go, not to be racist, but Tej, he was super Indian.
Fucking Tej was great. I love that,
I don't
man.
Think you've ever said his name on the pod.
Tej, yeah, it was okay. T-E-J. He was very Indian. He was also great at biology and chemistry, and he's the only reason I passed both those classes. That was in episode 1.
Yeah, that's... Because
I mean, out of respect for Tej.
Episode 1 and 2 was just like, it was one night of recording I split up.
Yeah. I'm going to give him number 2. I love that, man.
Number 2 is you got 1 in 5 left.
He would approve of that. That guy was great.
This next one's really good, too. All the good ones were buried in my backyard neighbor's yard.
So that's talking about our About crossbows.
It is about crossbows, but out of context, sounds like you're talking about people. Yeah. All the good ones were buried in my backyard.
I'll go number five for that. Number one. Five. Yeah, we'll see what number one was.
And number one, out of context quotes from our pilot episode is, "I've not liked you for more than half my life."
Yeah. Number one. That's your number.
That's out of context.
That's about you and mine relationship. Yeah, is that still true? More than half.
I think at now it's.
Slightly tipped the scales.
Yeah, because I've known you for 2/3 of my life now.
So we've been friends for probably...
More, yeah. All but right. Also, but this is when we started the podcast, so...
That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, but
so
also...
So gained 3 years of friendship.
But also, I think...
That's tipped the scales for
but
sure.
But I think we were talking about when we were in high school.
Sure.
And because you hated me before you liked me.
Yes.
It started with hate.
That's all great things do.
All right, next up is 5 out of context Robert sentences... From the pilot episode.
Okay.
You've inspired me to make blind rankings out of control.
That's good. I think they're more interesting that way.
All right. First up, Jeffrey Bezos can supply the whole world with life-threatening crossbows.
I'll put that 3. That's a good middle ground.
Yeah.
Because also, if you start with 3, then you can base.
Yeah. That's what sucks is when you did it out of 10, it threw my whole threw my whole scale off. Next up, this is the pilot episode.
Okay.
And we're on episode almost, I don't know where we're at, almost 190, 188, something like that.
I'll look at what came out today. Oh, I'm on train radio.
He's listening to train radio. I mean, train radio sounds great.
This will be episode 185.
Oh, this is 185. Okay. Yeah. So this is our pilot episode. The more we do this, it's not going to be funny.
I'll throw that to 4.
4. I like that one because we started to dip into a little bit of trauma.
Okay.
And we were like, yeah, we'll use this as a fucking therapy.
Sure, yeah.
Which we've done a few episodes where it's like, that's heavy as fuck. But we always try to make jokes.
Well, yeah.
Next up, if you're older than someone, I own you.
I'll put that. Do I have 5 left for yours?
You have 5, yeah.
I'll put that at 5.
Okay. So you have 1 and 2 left.
Okay.
From the pilot episode, I said, it takes so much girth and power to crank it.
I'll put that at 2. That's honest.
Do you know what that's about?
I assume masturbating.
Crossbows.
Okay.
Yeah. God, it sounds like a masturbating.
Very crossbow heavy episode.
Oh, because we talked about the fuck is Bob and buying crossbows.
Yeah.
So then you're number 1.
Okay. Robert quote from the pilot.
Robert quote from the pilot is, if you're a homeschooler, quit listening right now.
Okay. All right.
We were a little bit aggressive.
It sounds like
in the
pilot,
but we kept going like this is not the show.
We'll figure it out as we go.
We'll figure it out, and then
we haven't.
No. To wrap up the episode, we've been doing it for 3 years, so cheers to that, buddy. Yeah,
and thank you for everyone who's listened.
Love you, but we do have one more segment, and it's a new segment, and this is something that's not a 3-year, but it's March related.
Okay.
It's now time for Bracket Busters and Brews. All right, so we're just going to announce the segment this time. Next week, we're going to do it weekly. That's how we'll end the episodes.
Okay.
Just because it will kind of get tired.
Yeah.
It's not a good way to start the episode, but it's a good way to end it. In honor of March Madness, I thought it'd be fun to do a bracket.
Okay.
And I've been working on this bracket forever. So we're going to do a song bracket for Foo Fighters songs.
Okay. So how many songs did you throw in?
So I have a lot of disclaimers.
Okay.
So I've been working on this bracket for 2 months now. It took me fucking forever to make. So I started off with a list of 247 songs.
Way too many.
Way too many.
Yeah.
So then, and this is just what's on Spotify.
Yeah.
So they had 247 songs on Spotify. So then I deleted off every song. So it was just one version of a song. Because they had a lot of live versions. They had a lot of cut. Yeah. You know. So I deleted all those. And I only kept a live version if it's the only version of it. So there's a few on the bracket where it's like, I think Marigold is a version of a song, but it's live. Okay. It's their only version of it. So then I got to cut down out of 247 to 177.
Still a lot. Yeah. For a bracket.
I then organized all the songs by streams according to Spotify.
Okay.
So I went through, I found a site that was like, these are their top songs, these are mm-hmm. bottom songs. It was an Excel sheet. Perfect. I could go through.
Sure.
So then I went through and deleted all covers and demos.
Sure.
Because they have a few demos that are, there's a few demos that I was like, this song is sick as fuck, but deleted it, deleted okay. all their covers. They got a Kids in America cover that's fucking great. They have a lot of covers. So that could have down to 160 songs.
Still a lot.
Then I removed the 10 lowest streamed songs.
Just 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the top, and then I give the top 20 songs a buy. So they got, so they have, they don't, they're not going to be considered in the first round.
Okay.
So we're doing a Foo Fighters song bracket of 142 songs.
God, you couldn't choose as your favorite 32?
They have such a big library.
Yeah.
And when I, and I, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan. I have a Foo Fighters tattoo on my list, or a Foo Fighters tattoo on my neck. And it, so 142 songs, but there is a preliminary round. And okay. then a first round. So the preliminary round is like half the songs, then it'll be a first round. And I think every week we're going to go through one round.
Okay.
So it'll take us a few weeks and we'll end the episodes with this.
Sure.
Just because people don't care.
Yeah.
But it took me, dude, this took me fucking months and hours to make.
But if because I told you I was going to do the next year. Is yeah, March
you get to pick, you get to pick the next band. What's the next band?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Wait for the next year. Yeah.
Yeah. And but also, I'm not going to go through, I'm not going to list every song of theirs.
But I also, so I made the bracket. If you guys want to play along, there will be a Google Drive link to the bracket. You can download it and play along.
You should also make a Spotify playlist of it.
And then I made a cool. Spotify playlist of the of all the songs in order of the bracket.
Sweet. Okay.
So if you hit play on the Spotify, it's the two songs back to back.
Nice. Okay, cool.
So like, so you can just be like, oh, I'm just pairing these two songs. They're already in order. So I have all 142 songs in order in a Spotify playlist.
Okay.
That will also be linked below if you want to participate. Please participate. This will last us a couple weeks to figure out what the best Foo Fighters song is.
All right.
It's going to be tough. I know their library pretty well. I don't
their
know
whole...
their last two albums.
I do not either.
Their last two albums kind of honestly suck.
Yeah. Because
I will say a few songs off those albums got cut because of low streams.
Interesting.
So like,
so
I think
people
agreed.
Yeah.
I think the mass majority of people don't like it.
I know one time when I worked at FedEx, I listened to their discography.
Is that so that's when Taylor died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I made the bracket. So next week at the end of the episode, we'll go through the preliminary round. We'll do it quick. We'll be like, okay, these are the matchups. Mm-hmm. What moved forward? We'll do it fast and fast. And
okay,
then,
cool.
And then towards the end of the season or
we'll,
towards the end of
we'll
the-
We'll really actually start getting into it.
But towards the end of the bracket, we will have a special guest. Jacob doesn't know about this, but when we get to the end of the bracket-
It's going to be our friend who fucked their drummer.
No. For the first time- In 3 years of the podcast,
okay,
the most demanded guest will come on the show.
Dave Grohl?
He's been demanded to be on the show?
I don't know.
Wes from Gaming Off the Grid.
Oh, he agreed?
Yeah, Wes from Gaming Off the Grid will come on the show, do a full episode with us, and then we'll end talking and we'll wrap up the
okay.
bracket because he's been requested to be on the show. He yeah. wants to be on the show. And when I gave him the bracket, he goes, you got to let me talk about it.
Oh,
because he's a big Foo Fighters fan.
Okay, cool.
And I think his bracket will be way different than ours. So it'll
probably,
be fun
yeah.
to have him at the end and be like, what's your final four?
I think yours and mine, because we don't have the same taste in music.
Yeah, so I'm curious about yours. And I did a great job of, so I made individual thumbnails of every song.
Okay.
It took me fucking forever. And like the background
I'm not gonna
is,
do this much work.
The background is the I'll do it for you. You tell me the band and I'll make it.
We'll see.
So the background is what album it's from.
Okay.
So you can kind of tell what it is, and then it made a bracket. So I'll keep track of all that. It's gonna be tough because like I know most of their library. I'm a big Foo Fighters fan,
mm-hmm.
but some of the songs, I'm like looking at the playlist.
They're just
looking
fine.
At the playlist, I'm like, man, these are both fine songs, but which one's better?
Sure.
And it, like towards the end. How are you going to compare Pretender and Everlong?
Pretender's better.
Deep cut. Everlong's their top song.
Pretender's not a deep cut.
No, but like that's Everlong is their top song.
Sure. Neither of those are even close to my favorite songs of theirs.
Ooh. So I'm very curious how your bracket's going to go versus my bracket.
I know my top three songs by them.
Damn.
Without, I guess, listening to their whole discography, there might be other things hidden in there, yeah. but I know my top
But I have
three.
A Spotify playlist, so it will be a lot easier to play along. And then the bracket you can play along. It's a massive... JPEG file because I had to because it's 142 songs so you can zoom in so please play along and next week we'll dive into the preliminary rounds so if you play along you can be like oh yeah I like this song oh they hated that song but I think it'd be fun for March Madness that's our Madness series
all right yeah I like it
and a little spoiler or a little announcement sidebar
yeah
for Gaming Off the Grid we're also working on a Madness series
oh so for music or what
video game related
okay
we're gonna do I'll tell people dozen of people listen to this We're going to do Light Gun Madness.
Okay.
So just light gun games.
When do I get an X hurt on your guys' channel?
Well, Wes hasn't been on our on this yet. So we start with that.
Yeah, but you guys are more popular.
Yeah, but we start with that.
That would do better for me.
You and Wes don't really know each other.
We're friends. He came to my wedding.
Yeah.
He gave me money.
Barely. Showed up late and drunk.
Yeah. That's how I wanted him.
Yeah, that, but he's wearing a fucking snowflake jacket.
He was.
And he was having fun. Yeah, I think it's... I think that'll be fun. And then that will be a longer episode too, because he's got a lot of stories.
Yeah, we'll probably maybe do a double.
We might do a double. Something. We might do a double. Because I mostly just want to hear all of his poop his pants stories.
That's fair. Yeah. I would love to go through those.
But that's
the Moist Monday podcast.
What's the name of this fucking segment?
Moist Madness.
No. Nope.
March.
It's fucking not even close.
It should have been Moist Madness.
You don't like the title that I have?
I don't remember it.
Bracket Busters and Brews.
That's fine.
Alliterations, baby.
Yeah, it says Moist Madness.
Moist Madness sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Bracket Busters and Brews? We're drinking brews. We're doing brackets. Music, we're busting it.
Could have done Music's Moist Madness.
Music Moist Madness. That's tongue-tied.
It's alliteration.
This sucks. All right, but that's been the show.
Email us, which is the better name.
We've been doing this for 3 years, buddy.
Sure have.
See you in another 3.
I guess. Yeah, where will we be then? Right here. God. Do you think these chairs are going to make
it? I'm going to be almost 34 then. And you'll be 32.
You fucking loser.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mid-30s is still the pod?
I mean, sure, we're in the 50s.
But also, we'll be like, yeah, we've been doing for 7 years.
Oh, are you guys popular? No.
I mean, Game of the Greatest is pushing our 7 year.
That's wild. Also, you guys have like 40,000 subscribers.
45,000.
Wow, look at you.
And we have... less than 1,000. But cheers, everybody. Yeah, thanks for listening to the Moist Muddy Podcast.
To those that do subscribe.
Thanks for listening to every episode. If you have or if you're new, we love you. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Blue Sky, and Parler. We got all of them.
Moist Monday Podcast.
Send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube.
Listen to our first episode. See why those sentences were said. And
some of those.
We apologize.
My favorite
for
was
not to be racist.
I'm not racist, but he was very he's Indian. Super Indian.
Tej was very. And he made it so I got a C and a D in chemistry and biology.
And then I think a couple of weeks later you talked about you bought him beer.
I ran into him when he was in college. When I was 21, he was like 19 or whatever.
And you're like, you're the reason
I
I'm
was
here.
Like, yeah, you got me here. I'm going to buy you beer. No, I was like not friends with him, but if we saw each other, we
but
were
you
friends.
But you knew him as Indian.
He was. And that's not why he was good at science, but he's also very good at science. And that's why I passed.
Not to be racist, but he was super Indian. All right. This has been the Moist Monday Podcast.
You know what? Cheers to you, Tej.
Yeah. Cheers to Tej.
Moist Man of the Month.
Ooh. Every month we should dedicate somebody. Because we had Moist Woman of the Month.
No, that was Moist Woman of the Year.
Moist Woman of the Year.
And by the way, I do have... It was the... We can do this next week.
Is there updates on her?
You mentioned something else. It was a TikTok I watched, and I have a Moist Man of the Year.
Oh, shit.
But we'll get to him next
week. So stay tuned for that next week. All right. Bye, everybody. Stay moist out there, and we'll see you next week, because we ain't going nowhere.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.